LaLosh is starting to see more recoveries from COVID-19. Yesterday, the community reported that 15 residents have overcome the virus, up 12 from Wednesday. However, LaLosh did see 9 more confirmed cases yesterday, bringing the total to 47. Dr. Reem Zaid, a medical health officer, says with continued physical distancing, more recoveries will happen, but also new coronavirus cases are expected. Health officials want to delay the transmission through isolation, banning travel, and increased testing. Presumptive cases identified in LaLosh will be sent to Regina for confirmation. The province is spending $370,000 in the north to help help with COVID-19 efforts. The money will be used to maintain checkpoints. LaLosh is getting $20,000. It'll be used for public safety, food security, and educational initiatives to encourage social distancing. Northern Outfitters are eligible to access up to $5,000 in small business grants. The Saskatchewan government is telling people in the north to stay put during the pandemic. Non-essential travel between northern communities has been prohibited. Premier Scott Moe says the move was made after consulting with northern leaders.
We're asking people to stay at home in the north. We are working with their local leadership in this initiative, and for the time being, and it won't be forever, but we are asking people to stay at home and stay in their community.
Yesterday, Saskatchewan reported 6 new cases, including LaLosh and Lloydminster. The province so far has recorded 389 cases, and there will be another update on all the numbers this afternoon. A LaRange town councillor who voted against the town's request to be exempt from the northern travel restrictions put in place by the province. Jordan McPhail says the physical and mental health of the community is his main priority. LaRange and Stony Rapids are the only two areas so far to be exempted from the travel restrictions. McPhail says leadership from the tri-communities of LaRange, Airange, and the Lac La Ronge Indian Band should be on the same page in a time like this.
It is, I think, really important to take a regional approach to this. Although the town of LaRange does not have a particularly high number of overcrowding in our region, which we all share the same co-op and gas stations, we have to take a leadership front on this.
McPhail says he doesn't know how LaRange being exempt from the travel restrictions will look yet. The Lac La Ronge Indian Band voters, meanwhile, will be going to the polls on May 26th. The election had originally been scheduled for the end of March, but was postponed because of the pandemic. Voters have the option of voting electronically beginning May 11th. The term of chief and council has been extended until May 26th. When the original election campaign began earlier this year, incumbent chief Tammy Cook-Searson was being challenged by 5 other candidates. Council seats are also up for grabs in each of the First Nations 6 communities. Pre-CAM community school students will be able to see their teachers today. The school is having a teacher parade to boost community and school spirit. The event begins at 1 o'clock today at the school. The parade will continue through several streets, including Studer Street, Bedford Road, and LaRange Avenue. The school is asking students and families to keep a safe distance from others watching, as well as the parade vehicles. Cameco says spot uranium prices are up amid the production disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The company says the price has increased by more than 35% since March 23rd. That's when Cameco suspended production at its Cigar Lake mine. Orano Canada also closed its affiliated McClean Lake uranium mill. The company said the facilities would be placed in maintenance mode. The House of Commons Indigenous and Northern Affairs Committee is holding a virtual meeting today on the growing spread of COVID-19.
The federal government will be asked to explain what steps it's taking to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus on First Nations reserves and Northern Inuit communities. Today's meeting comes a day after Nunavut reported its first case of COVID-19. Three federal ministers will be questioned by MPs virtually. First Nations reserves and remote communities are considered among the most vulnerable areas due to overcrowded living conditions and the lack of ready access to healthcare services. Blake Lambert, The Canadian Press.
The House of Recovery Plan is in place after flooding forced 13,000 people from their homes in Fort McMurray. The regional municipality says the plan will guide the cleanup and reentry for residents in the downtown area. An ice jam which caused the flooding has shrunk to about half its original size. Water levels are dropping in three rivers around Fort McMurray. Officials have said the plan is to open businesses first, and then it could be another week before residents are allowed back to their homes. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced an immediate ban on a wide range of assault-style guns. He made the announcement this morning at an Ottawa news conference.
We are banning 1,500 models and variants of these firearms by way of regulations. These weapons were designed for one purpose and one purpose only: to kill the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time. There is no use and no place for such weapons in Canada.
Trudeau says the order has a two-year amnesty period for current owners, and there will be a compensation program, but it will require a bill to be passed in Parliament.